Before me, in the now glowing light of the room, I could see that I was standing on a stone floor tiled and old, but still perfectly laid. The tiles gave way to cobblestone about halfway across the room where there were stone walls cutting the rest of the room from the tiled floor. Each wall was positioned so that it had a walkway between the spaced walls and each gave an opening easily big enough for a person to walk through. I started to step forward and then remembered the sounds that had come from the northernmost of the room. I looked and saw a large plant in the corner of the room. It was odd green with yellow going down its back, but it did not look like any plant I had ever seen before. The pot it was in looked very heavy and strangely had cuts in its mouth with a little dirt spilled to the floor. I saw to my left that there were two sofas against the east wall that were red and made of a finer fabric of which I could not identify, but it appeared that the sofas were very soft and comfortable. Something about the second sofa was off. It was as if someone had torn into the edges of it on the same side as the plant. Looking further, I saw a door just in front of the plant on the north wall. I didn't notice it before, but it was obvious now. Also, there was a door against the wall I had just stepped away from between the two red sofas. I thought of where it might lead and then realized it would be the second door I had seen when entering this room. So it would lead me back to the chapel, of which I did not want to go. Instead, I decided to.